Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Mem Hey. As we continue Eilat Treifus, hopefully everybody got some time to do yesterday's daf before or after Tisha B'Av. We should be zochet to have every day be able to learn, no day that we have to stop learning. And Pikudi Yisheh Mishar Masam Chelei. But we're back to the daf. We will start at Mem Dalim Abayis. Yesterday's daf actually was a little different than the other dafim in Eilat Treifus. At least for a couple of the lines, we got out of the world of Treifus. And let's continue with that about 8 to 10 lines up from the bottom on Mem Dalim Abayis. We'll start with Amar Rav Chisda. Amar Rav Chisda. Ezel Tamar Chacham. Who is a Talmud Chacham? What's the definition of a Talmud Chacham? Talmud Chacham, remember in the days of the Gemara, was a halachic term. Talmud Chacham versus an Am Ha'aretz. Am Ha'aretz was somebody you weren't allowed to bench with, and he was you didn't want to have a zeman with him halachically. Nowadays we bench with anybody, but in those days there were different shitas. If you look at the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Mem Zayin or so, Mem Ches, the Gemara there discusses what's the definition of an Am Ha'aretz. Am Ha'aretz is somebody who doesn't wear tefillin, somebody who doesn't send his kids to yeshiva, somebody who doesn't put mezuzahs on their house, somebody who doesn't have a rebbe. All different shitas about what exactly is a Talmud Chacham. This is asking the opposite. Who is an Am Ha'aretz? So who is a Talmud Chacham? So Amar Rav Chisda, Ezel Talmud Chacham, this is here because of the following definition. Zeharoe Trefa La'atzmo. If somebody is able to see a Trefa himself, meaning they are so objective in their view of the halacha that they're able to kasher a trefa up even if it is their own. Right? Rashi says that even though they have a taiva, they have a netiya towards kashering it. See Rashi on the last medium line, Zeharoa trefa la'atzmo, kishenolat safik trefas bibahemto, v'niralo tam le'isser, v'tam le'heter, v'enochasa le'vosra. He's not subjective just because it's his. He's able to trafe it up even though it is his. Number one. So that is the definition of Roa Trefa La'atzmo. Amar Rav Chisda Ezehu Soni Matanos Yechye. Similar line. Who is somebody who fulfills the Pasuk in Mishlei of Soni Matanos Yechye? Who is that? Zeh Roa Trefa La'atzmo. Again, somebody who sees his own animals and he's able to treif it, not just expect a present from others. Rashi again says, "Haro treif alatzmo vade soni matanos achirimu." He obviously doesn't want presents of others. Sha'af al shalo in a chomed lachri laheter. He even is not desirous of his own. He's able to be objective of his own. Surely others that were given to him. This is a sugya of being able to see one's own treifas. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Yurches, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hatabach Tzorach Sheyitol Schar Men HaTreifus. A Shochet has to take the same amount of money that it gets paid for Shechting Sheyrus as he does for Treifus. Kimo Men HaKsheyrus. Why? Obvious Shita. Because if he takes more money for the Ksheyrus, he'll be more wont to say that an animal is kosher. He's got to take the equal, he's got to make up the deal before, make up the price before they know if it's kosher or treif. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says here in Yudches. The Rama adds, Shelo Yavo Lahakel Lahakshir Kadi Lakabel Schar Men HaKsheyrus. So that he's not more mekel than he should be. V'lachein Nohagu, the Rama now adds, V'lachein Nohagu Biktsas Mekomos, She'ein Adam Shochet Ubodek La'atzmo, Ela Osan HaMamunim HaKahol, Min HaKahol. So the Shulchan Aruch started with, and the Rama added on that, first, step one is that you got to take the same amount of money for Ksheiros and Treifus. The Rama comes along and then says, but, you know what's even better is if the Shochet is not the one who checks. The Shechter is not the checker. In that way, we will make sure that he's objective and he doesn't have the power in every case to be able to trafe or machsher. The Taz is a little upset with the Rama. The Rama seems to say that this is a chumrah. It's the minug, so the person should have checked himself. Mashmavo medina shochet bodek la'atzmo. The Taz said it sounds like medina that he's able to check himself. The kashami mas nisan. It's a problem with the Mishnah in Meseches Negaim, where the Mishnah says, kol habachoros adam ro'eh chutz mibachoros atzmo. The Mishnah says in a gun that you're not allowed to check your own bechor for mumin for hiksha shamar rash mehar be dvarim shematzino the servant midir rabban chazil lanafshei. And the rash there in the Mishnah asks from many cases where we see a talmud chacham is allowed to check himself. Right, one of the big sugyas, which we're not going to get into now, we're just going to mention is a person in hilchas nida seeing the maris shel ishto. That's also a big sugya about whether that's appropriate or not, or is better to give it to a different rav, even if somebody who is a posik in Hilchas Nida. Umasik Sham, the Taz continues that the Rosh is masik there in Negayim. The Dafka Hecha de Ischazik Isura lo chazil anafshe. Maybe there's a difference. When are you allowed to see your own, when not? Depends if there's a cheskas isser. If there's a cheskas isser, that would be more of a problem of seeing one's own. Masha'inkain, otherwise. The imkain, why is this in a gaim? Because the Gemara talks about it. The Mishnah there talks about it. In Adam Roa Nige Atzmo. Person doesn't see the Negayim of himself. Well, the Bali Musar take that line and run with it in terms of a person doesn't see his own faults. Ein Adam Roen Nige Atzmo. The context of that halach is that a person should not see, is allowed to see and judge the tzaras of his own body. But Adam Roen Nige Atzmo has come to mean even more than that. The person does not see the blemishes of oneself. And generally, he has a double standard with his own behavior and others' behavior. So we have to try to be as objective as we can in terms of our own behavior. So again, the Taz continues, quoting the Rosh, that only if there's a cheskas isser, then a posi cannot see himself. V'yem kein hachanami. So to hear, bishlama bedika shapir denishchata hutra elishchita lehevi isser midina debechaya becheskas isser omedes. The Taz argues on the Ramah and says that, he says the Ramah seems to say it's a chumra, but I think it's meikar adin, that this is a cheskas isser. The animal is becheskas isser omedes when the animal is alive. If you remember, we had a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos back in the first parak. What is that cheskas isser that the animal has when the animal is alive? Machlokas, whether it's cheskas Eber Menachai or cheskas Eina Zavucha. That was a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos back in the first parak. Either way, there's a cheskas isser, so says the Taz, he shouldn't be able to, if you want to look, that's machlokas on the Tesman Aleph. Tesman Aleph, Rashi says Eber Menachai, Tosfos says Eina Zavucha there, another we showed him there. So says the Taz, I think this should be Asur Me'ekir Adin. So answers the Taz, V'nire, Delo Shari Medina, Ela Lishchot, to rove mitzvah nisal shchida mumchen hein. Avalam ira lo hora'a lo yore. Ayim asher kazavti l'kamon. See what I wrote later on. So if the Ramah is taken literally, so it's a machlokas Ramah and Taz, whether this is a din, that a shochet is not allowed to see his own situations, his own shailus me'ikir adin, or just as a chumra aminog, a good idea, that's a machlokas between the Taz and the Ramah. Okay, that is again in Yud Ches in the Ramah. And the Ber Hetev summarizes this, and he quotes other cases here. He quotes a Rivash, quotes a Misha Hamir Daito. Somebody is who's able. The Ber Hetev discusses who's able to be a bodek. Let's say somebody was a mumer and he did tshuva. Is he allowed to be a bodek? He says yes. If he did full tshuva, what about a friend of the person's? This is all different discussions of who's allowed to shecht and who isn't. Okay, so we continue. So the Rav Chisda said, a tabachacha is somebody who's able to see the treifas of his own cases. And Rav Chisda says, that's also Sori Matanas Yechya, which we have discussed before. Does that always apply? Are there exceptions to Sori Matanas Yechya? We will get back to that at a later date. Darash Marzutra Mishmeid Rav Chisda. So Marzutra says the name of Rav Chisda, Kol mi shekore v'shone v'roa treifa la'atzmo. Anybody who learns and sees his own treifas, v'shimesh tamidei chachamim, and he has rebbeim, shimesh tamidei chachamim, alav hakasuv omer, meaning he doesn't just make his own decisions always, he is based on the Mesorah, alav hakasuv omer, that's what the pasuk says in Tehillim, yegia kapecha kisochel ashrecha v'tov lach. The person who sweats from his own kapayim, he eats that, ashrecha v'tov lach, it is praiseworthy and wonderful for him. Rav Zvid Amar, zoche v'nochel shnei olamos, he's zoche in two worlds, olam hazeh v'olam haba. How do you know that? Ashrecha v'olam hazeh v'tov lach l'olam haba. Right, that is the drasha of the Marzuch, the name of Rav Chisda, and Rav Zvid, who says it's a good thing. Why is it a good thing? What does Roa Treifa L'Atzmo have to do with being nochel both worlds? So a couple of points. The Ran says, and I'll read it to you from the Marsha, because the Marsha says the same idea a little later. He does not quote the Ran. Why is Roa Treifa La'atzmo able to be Gia Kabecha Kisochel? Because he says, V'shamati Pirish HaPasek Zeh, Shomer Ashrekal Yirei Hashem Holik Midrachav. Rotzalomar Misha Baliado Safik Trefos Hu Yarei Es Hashem. If somebody has a Shaila and he's Yarei Umachmir Alatzmo Misafik LaAchla, and he says, you know, I'm not sure what to do, so I'm going to be Machmir. So then Ashrav Baolam Haba. Shemana Atzma be Safik Trefa. Then wonderful in all my butt, it's going to help him out because he was Machmer. He's Ashreya Kol Yirei Hashem Holy Pidrachav. Right, that's the first half of the pasuk. Yirei Hashem is Holy Pidrachav because you didn't know what to do, so you're Machmer. But the next phrase is Yigia Kapecha Kisocha Lashrecha V'Tovlach. That's a double lashon. What does that mean? Yesh Lo Maili Yaseira. Tahainu Shemiyageya Atzmo V'Kapov Limso Heter. He schwitzes and he knows the halacha and he tries his hardest to figure out the halacha to come up with a heter Ad Sheochla till he's able to eat it. So he nei zesh zocha bezolamos tchsev ashrecha bolamazeh shehari ochla v'tov lolam haba sheis yageya nafsho batora. Somebody sweats and schwitzes and does everything that he can in terms of finding out the heter, so that is even ashrecha v'tovlach. That's in both worlds he's able to do that because he does not just rely on the what can I do? It's a chumrah and I can't eat it, but he's able to get the heter if he does everything that he's supposed to. Everything that he's supposed to do. Again, this is something that we've spoken about in the past, like the Rashi in Beis Hamdaf Beis Hamabeis, where Rashi says, explains, Koach Tehetera Adif. Rashi says, right there, as follows. Rashi says, let me just find it. Koach Tehetera Adif. Rashi says, Tovlo lahashmi enu, koach divrei hamatir, shehu somech al shmuaso, the eno yare lahatir. He relies on his own shmua, he's not fearful. Only somebody who really knows the halacha can give a heter, explains Rashi. I have a koach ha'usrin in a raya, shakol yicholon lahachmir, v'yafilu b'dvar hamutter. Right, this is the important Rashi of koach tetira adif, and that's exactly what the Marsha is saying here, that if somebody is able to be matir, so then it's no chal shnei olamos. The Tzlach here discusses that possibly, this is a chiddush of the Tzlach, the Gemara doesn't say this, the Tzlach says, over there in the beginning of Beitza, Koach Tehetera Adif only applies by Yisurei Daraisa. Because otherwise, if I wouldn't have known anything, it would have been Machmir. So Koach Tehetera Adif means, I'm doing what I wouldn't have done, because I would have been Machmir, and now I'm being Mekel. But by Durabanans, I would have been Mekel anyway. So to tell me the Heter, right, Savi Durabanan Lakula, so that's not such a chiddush. The problem with the Tzlach is that the context of the Gemara there is Muksa, which is the Durabanan, and the Gemara there says, Koach Tehetera Adif. Okay, it's a kasha that the Tzlach deals with. There's one other source, and that is the Marsha here, and again, as I said, the Ran, deal with the element of Yigia Batorah, and if somebody's Yageya, Yerei Shemayim, and they come up with a heter, so then that is Ashrecha V'Tovlach. So just remember, Rav Moshe has a similar Lashon in his Akdama. Rav Moshe in Akdama to Chelak Aleph, he talks about who is able to paskin, who has the right to give psak halachas. He says in the first paragraph, not me, I really am not Roy, but everybody kept asking me questions, so I have to come out with it. And he says, Bezesh shahayu ru'uyin rashon v'muchuyavin, chachmei adoros ha'achronim laharos, af shalohayu nechshavin higia lo'ra, bedoros chachmei ha'gemara. Even if they wouldn't have been thought of as Bali Amasura earlier, she'ez vadei lachush, ulai lo kivnu amitas hadin, kifishu emes klapei shmaya, even though they might not come to the emes, which what Rav Moshe calls emes klapei shmaya, Aval ha emes lo hora'a kfar nomer lo bashamayim hi. But emes lo hora'a, it already says lo bashamayim. That's Ramosha's two distinctions, which we've spoken about in the past, in Shiuraman Elu ve'elu. Emes la amita and emes lo hora'a, that is what we have to come to. Ela kafisha nira la chacham, and here's the line. After a chacham is allowed to have his opinion, achareisha iyein kira'ui, levarer ha'alacha b'shas uvaposkim kifikocho b'kovid rosh ubiyira me'ashem yizbarach v'nira lo shekenu p'sak adin hu emes laura m'chuyav la'asos kein. So Moshe says, that's the key line. When is somebody entitled to an opinion? When he goes through this process, levarer ha'alacha b'shas uposkim kifikocho b'kovid rosh ubiyira me'ashem yizbarach. That's what the Mefarshim here say. If they're Yerisha, it's Yegia Kapecha. Ashrei Kol Yerei Hashem Olah B'Derachav. Yegia Kapecha. He has the Yegia. He has the Amelus. He has the hard work in Torah. Then he's able to give the opinion. And the Marsha explains the Gemara that he's Nochel Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Beautiful. Okay, we continue. Fifth to last line. Rabbi Elazar. This is the little agadita that we have before we get into the rest of today's daf, which gets all back to anatomy. Says the Rabbi Elazar, Kevi Mishadu, Lemi Beinasiya Midi, whenever the Beinasiya, the house of the Nasi, sent anything to him, Lo Shakil, he never took it, Vechihavi Mizamni Le, Lo Azil, and when they invited him to go to the, come to the Beinasi, he wouldn't go, Amar Lo Kaboy Mar De Echi. He would answer the invitation, what, you don't want me to live? What are you inviting me for? Tachsiv Sori Matanas Yechye. Sori Matanas Yechye. And therefore, if I accept the Matana, obviously I'm not going to be Yechye, says Rabbi Elazar, and therefore, I don't accept the invitation. I don't accept the invitation. Do we really hold this way? Sori Matanas Yechye is quoted in Lahalacha. So if you look in the Rambam says in Hilchas Zechiya Umatana, the last halacha in Hilchas Zechiya Umatana, says the Rambam, in Yud Beis Yud Zayin, Hatzadikim HaGemurim Va'anshe Maisa Lo Yekablu Matana Me'adam. The Tzadikim Gemurim don't accept presents from people, Ela Botchim Bashem. Right, and the Hagos Pamanius quotes our Gemara here, Chulim Mem Dalin, Reb Zera, Ela Botchim Bashem Baruch Shemo Lo Benedivim. They rely on Hashem and not in philanthropists. Vahare Ne'emar Soni Matanas Yechya. So the end of, how do you remember where this Rambam is? The last halach in Hilchas Zechiya U'matana. The Rambam quotes, but it's clear from the Rambam, but this is not Me'ikar Adin. It sounds like this is only Tzadikim Anshe Maisa. The Magid Mishnah there says, Vahata'am, why is this? Sheroi lecho maskil lehistapek b'masha haya hechrechilo. We should all try to live with what we need. V'lo yivakesh mosaros. Hashem gives us extra wonderful, but we shouldn't be asked for mosaros. V'tiyanafsho chashuva al kinyono. My nefesh should be sameach b'chelki. V'kvar omu sof m'seches peya. Right, at the end of Pesachas Pei, of course the Mishnah is there, that people who fake being an Ani, and they go to try to take so far that they're gonna need it. For Heviya Rav Alachazu, so Perak Yud, Mechaz Manas Aniyim, Kol Mishu Tzarech Litol Ve'eino Notel, Eino Meis Manas Zikna Sheyefarnis Lachayim Mishalo. If he doesn't need it, he doesn't take as much as he needs, he'll get in the end. V'chol Ayareyas Elokav, Yirashlema, Lo Yis'ase Klal Beredifas Hahon, V'yavin Kikulo Hevel, Aval Yiras Hashem, Hi Otzer Chaim. And then he quotes our pasuk. Call your Hashem over the Rechav Yekech V'samach in Yenol Yikabech Gisochel Ashrecha V'tovlach Lefisha Heis Tapkus Behechrechi Matzliach Adam Ba'olam Hazeh Ubeba Ba'olam Hazeh Lefisha Kina V'atav V'akov Motzinas Adam in Olam. If you're happy with what you have, you won't be driven out of this world. Kina Tav V'Koven. Interestingly, he says that takes you out of this world, not the next world. Kina Tav V'Koven. You can't live in this world. In Olam Hazeh. It's not that you're going to get punished for it. Kind of somebody's miskani his whole life. They can't deal with life. Taiva, they can't control themselves. V'sameach b'chalko nitzol mishlashtan. U'miyasher ha'adam latzlach ha'olam haba. She'yavod et yotzra avodatama. V'lo yis'asig bizulaso. That's Ashrecha b'olam hazeh. V'tov loch olam haba. Beautiful Rambam and Magid Mishnah. We all should recognize and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he gives us and what we have. And not beyond that. But it's clear that the concept of Soni Matanas Yechye, let's say somebody comes over to you and brings you something over, what, Shabbos afternoon, they come eat over and they bring you a bottle of wine. You're not allowed to accept it. So the Minhag Olam is not to hold of this all the way through. Soni Matanas Yechye, the message of the halacha, as the Magen Mishnah explains, is that we have to be Samech B'chalkeinu. We can't constantly be Rodef Achar HaMosaros. One halachic ha'ara, though, that's an important ha'ara, and that is this concept of Soni Matanas Yechye, Soni Matanas Yechye. So how do we ever have the principle of Zachon Landam Shalom B'fanav? We know Zechiya, the Sugya, Zechiya Mitam Shlichus, Lav Mitam Shlichus, but in any case, we know there's a concept of Zechiya. We could be Zoche for somebody on behalf of them, even if they're not here. But what do you mean, Sonam Atara Zechiya? So why don't we automatically say that, oh, you gotta wait to see, right? If by the time we find out about it, by the time he finds out about it, he says, I don't want it, so we generally assume that a person can't be forced to take something, Bacharcha, so he could reject the Matana. But how does it work in the first place? How does the halachic mechanism work if we have the principle of Soni Matanas Yechye? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, other poskim as well, but I read it to you from the Aruch HaShulchan and Choshe Mishpat in Reish Mem Tes Sif Dalid. Reish Mem Tes Sif Dalid says the Aruch HaShulchan, quotes this Rambam at the end of Hilchas Zechiya, and then he says, "Ve'en l'shol l'fizeh eicham rinan zachan la'adam shalom b'fanav le'enye matana dilma lo nichalei." You go after the rove. Most people like gifts. Most people like gifts. You shouldn't live on them, right? We say in benching, we shouldn't have to rely lite matzam basar vadam. We shouldn't have to live off of gifts. But generally, people like gifts and they accept gifts. And because that's the minhag ha'olam, and that's what people do, you can have the principle of zachan l'adam shelo b'fanav. And then he adds the ode to bekol zchus v'chova. Ein leilech bazeh sheyia dafka kulo zchus v'kulo chova. Keep in mind that not everything is a pure zchus or a pure chova. Everything has a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Ela kol shachov raba ala zchus nikra chova. V'kol shachos raba ala chov nikra zchus v'zachan l'adam shelo b'fanav. This we showed him in the first parak in Gittin. Discuss this. What's a zchus and what's a chova? Some things have a little bit of both. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, that also weighs in to when you say zachan l'adam. It's not totally zachin. Sometimes it's a little chov. So one has to be careful when you apply the principle of zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav. Okay. So now we continue. Second to last line. Rabbi Zeira, last line of this section. When Rabbi Zeira was sent gifts, lo shakal, he didn't accept them. But when he was invited to go to the Beis Nasi, he used to go. Why? Omar, he said, I'm not really getting anything from them by my going there. Is yakure hu de misyakrubi. They are getting covered by having me at their house. Rashi, nechbadin heim, b'mashani soid etzlam, v'hanasamhi, v'einzumatana. It's not me that's getting, they want it so that they could consider getting. So that's why it is allowed. Right? This halach is the basis for the Gemara we know, Maseches Kedushin and Av Zayin, where the Gemara talks about the fact that a chassan has to give a kala something of chashivas, something that's worth value, in order to get married. A man has to give a woman something of value. Our minhag is to give a ring, for various reasons. A ring symbolizes the chain in the Mesorah. A ring is a constant reminder that a woman can wear to remember that she's an Eishes Ish. So different reasons why we use a ring. Not everyone uses a ring. Certain Sephardic customs use a coin. I was once an Eid Kedushin at a wedding of a friend of mine who was a Sephardi, and I watched him drop a coin into his wife's hand. Harei amukudesh libimad be'azu, kadas Moshe v'Yisrael. So he says the Gemara in Kedushin that there is a time when a man could get something from a woman and be makadishur in that way. What's that case? That's the case of Adam Chashuv. Adam Chashuv. What's the case? The Gemara says the original case. Hi, it's a kamikni nafshav. I'm sorry, I'll just read you the boy rava. Heilichmana v'akadish ani l'chamahu. If the woman says that, here, take this money, take a dollar, and I will be mukudeshes to you. So, does that work? So, I'm a marzusha. B'shvei the rapava. Mukudeshes, it works. I'm a levash the rav zutra. How does that work? That's going in the wrong direction. And you want to say the man's getting the money and getting the woman? What is like a kinyan agav? That doesn't work. Kinyan agav, like the person's kona, metaltalin, and karka together? It doesn't work. So the Gemara answers, Amar lei, mi savris da amar lei agav. What, you think what she's saying agav? No. Hacha ba'adam chashuv askinan. We're talking about an adam chashuv. Rashi there. She'eno ragil l'kabu matanos. Somebody who doesn't always take everything from everybody. It's an adam chashuv. And the Gemara adds, behahi hana'a de kabakabel matana mina. The fact that he accepts her gift, she is so happy with that. She feels such nachas ruach, gomra umikni le nafsha. She is makna herself to him in that way because she's so happy for the fact that he accepted her present. Biahiyana, shetirtse zos la seis pruta la adam, she ifaisenu la zeh, la kabal imena matana. That itself is worthwhile, that is as if she's getting something. It's exactly the case here, Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says he's giving something in this case, not getting something, and therefore it is allowed, it's not a violation of Soni Matanas Yechya. Okay, now we get back to Inyanei Shreifus. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda, Talmud of Shmuel and Talmud of Rav, here says the name of Rav. Nikva kinafe mitztarfin l'ruva. If a esophagus gets punctured like a nafe, it's like a sieve, meaning it has many, many punctures. All those holes could be mitztaref to the rove. Big discussion is, what if you have a bunch of tiny little holes going across the width of the pipe? Could they all be mistarif? Because we know that it has to be cut a certain length, the gargaris we're talking about, the kana, not the not the esophagus, but the kana, the trachea. So the Gemara says, nikva, knafa, mistarfen l'ruba, they can be mistarf to a rope. Machlokas, we've shown them here whether you only count the little holes, or you could even count the space between the little holes. That's a machlokas. The Ran here says, b'feirush, that you could count the space between them as well, because those are, it's eventually going to fall apart, because you have the holes on the either side of them. Oh, but other Rishonim seem to say that it's only, Rashi here seems to say that it's only the holes. Only the holes. So, Masav Rav Yirmiyah, you're allowed to count the holes, I'm in Saif Laroba, Ubigul Goles, Sheishba Nekev, Echad Aruch, by a Goles, by a skull, you know how you measure it? This is in the context of, Tumas Ohel, right? The Rashi quotes that this Bryce is based on a Mishnah in Meseches Ahalus, that you need an entire skull in order to create Tumas Ohel. So Uba Golgolas Yeshba Nekev Echad Arch. What if you have a one long hole on the Golgolas, very thin? Afilu Yeshba Nekavim Harbe Mitztarfen Lamali Ektach. Even if it wouldn't have one long hole, but if it has many little holes, it could be Mitztarif to Male Ektach, to the size of a hole of a drill. Alma, what do you see from that context? Kivan de shiura milo makdeach lumilo makdeach mitstarfin. When you have a lot of different holes, they can be mitstaref to the size of the nekev that you need. And if you have that size missing in the context of Tumas Ohel, so then it's not Matami but Ohel. But Hachanami, we're comparing it to Hilchas Treifas. Kivan de shiure ki iser l'kiiser mistarfin. Why is Rav Yehuda Marav saying that it can be mitztaref in terms of rove, which is the issue of psuka, how much it has to be split? There's the, why don't you go the other way that it could be nitraf, and that is nekuva. This psuka and nekuva. Psuka means if it's cut, and nekuva is if it had a hole in it. So all these holes should be mistarif to one size of a hole of the isar. Isar is a coin. That's the size of a hole that would make it a nekuva. So why don't you go add them up to make a nekuva and not a psuka? So the Gemara says no. Ish tamitzei had amir Rabbi Chelba amir Rav Chama Bar Gur Yama Rav. Rav Yirmiyah forgot what it said, what Rav Chelba and Rav Chama Bar Gur said in the name of Rav. And that is, Nikavin, there's a limit. When are you allowed to be mitztarif all of the little holes to make it into one big hole? Nikavim sheish ben chisaron mitztarif and laki isar. If it's not just holes, but there's some skin missing. Sometimes you could have a hole and there's no skin missing. You just have a hole. And sometimes you could have a hole where some of the skin was removed. So that's the type of hole that can be mistarif to an isar. Nekavim sheish ben chisaron, the holes that have a lack, they're missing some skin, those can be mistarif to an isar. V'she'en ben chisar mistarif in l'ruba. But those that don't have any chisaron, then no, that has to go only in the world of psuka and not nekuva, and you have to add them up to know if rove of the width is split. Period. Amar Rav Barachana, Amar Rav Shuben Levi, Nitla Hemena Ritzua, Mitztarefes L'ki Iser. If it's missing skin down the length of the trachea, it's missing a bunch of skin, so that's Mitztaref to the size of an Iser for an Ikuva. Boy Minei Rav Yisrael Bar Nachmeni, Rav Shuben Levi. So the statement that we just had up above is now asked as a question. Nikva Kinafe Mahu, what if the Kana has little tiny holes like a sieve? Mahu, so Amarle, Hari Amru. We said, Nukavim Shesh Ben Chisar, Misarfen Laki Isar. Vashem Ben Chisar, Misarfen Laruba. We said up above that statement. What about Ba'ofamai? Would the same rules apply to an oaf? Why would you think otherwise? Because an oaf's neck is tiny, tiny. An Isar is even bigger than the whole neck. So you have to say, in order to the shear of trefus is much smaller. So what would be this rules by in oaf? So Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bar Nachmeni, Lididi Mifreshala Minei de Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar, it was explained to me, Rebbe Lazar's statement, Mikaflo Menicha Piakana. The way that you measure it is, if you have all those holes, you fold it over, fold that area over on the mouth, on the opening of the kana. And it depends. Im chofes rova kana trefif, all those holes together, the part that's hanging down, that you could fold over, covers the majority of the opening when you fold it down, trefa, so then it's a trefa, v'im lav, and if it's not that large of an area, kshera, so then it would be kasher. Amar af papa v'simanech nafya. And how do you remember how to do this nafya? If you can make it as a nafya, as a fan, so you hang down, right, Rashi says, Kein she'osin ha'nafesh, menichin sham yirios zanav asus. You hang things down, looks like a fan, or looks like use the tail, so just so too, you want to remember what to do, how to remember what to do in an oaf, so you remember that it hangs down. Period. Okay, we're deep in details of Eilu Treifas. Here we go. Fourth line. Nifchasa kedeles. What happens if it's missing and it's hanging down? Nothing's missing, but it was cut and it's hanging down. Rashi says, first line, talui va'omed. Zakuf sham kein deles b'mezuzah. So it's hanging down. So how much of the kan has to be hanging down in order for it to be a treifa? Amar of Nachman, kidei sheyikanes isar l'rachbo. So that it's hanging down enough that you could fit a coin in there. L'rachbo. What does that mean? It has to be a little more than an isar, because if it's exactly an isar, you can't fit a coin in there. So it has to be a little bit bigger than an isar in order to be able to fit a coin in between. L'rachbo. Nistaka, if it is cut lengthwise. Again, if you look at all the picture books, again, I mentioned last week that a new art scroll, Chelik Beis Rav Chulin, just came out, and they have beautiful colored pictures someone gave me. So the new volume. So if you look there, they have beautiful pictures of all of these. So if you look at Nistika, ultimately it talks about exactly which direction these cuts are going. So Nistika is if it's cut going lengthwise down the kana. So Amar Rav, so how much has to be a little cut in order for it to be a trefa? So Rav says, Afilo lo nishtayer ba el chulya achas lamala. The chulya achas lamata kshera, as long as one chulya is left up above and one below, then it's still called ikshera. What does chulya mean? Rashi here has two dais. Whether chulya means one chulya, one of the rings, that's what chulya means. Taba'as, Rashi says, shamati, fourth line. Ube'enai, nireh, and Rashi says, I think it means three taba'os. Three taba'os, chulya here means three taba'os. You gotta have three above and three below. So, for day is exactly what Rashi means, how much it has to be left whole that's not cut, that's not nistika, that's not cracked, in order for it to be kosher. So that's the statement that Rav said. Amru akamed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan heard this and said, Amar mar chulya, ma chulya amar. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Amru akamed Rabbi Yochanan. Amar ma chulya, ma chulya to kamar Rav. What's the issue of chulya? What do you need a chulya for? Asked Rabbi Yochanan. Ela ema filo nishtayer bela mashu lamal, umashu lamatak sheiri, even a mashu. You don't have to have a chulya, a little bit. That's good enough, and that's still considered a ksheira. Amruah kameh, and then after, so Rav said you need a chulya. Rabbi Yochanan said you don't need any amount, just a tiny little bit. And then Amruah kameh to Rabbi Yochanan, mishmeh to Rabbi Yonah son hachi. It was said in front of Rabbi Yochanan what he said in the name of Rabbi Yonah son. Meaning what Rabbi Yochanan said was told to him in the name of Rabbi Yonah son. So he was very happy about that. Amar lahu, he says, Yada'an chavrin bavla'i lefrushe ki aitama. Our Babylonian friends, Rabbi Yonasan, know how to explain things. Meaning, good gazak, that's a very good shita, because that's exactly what I said, says Rabbi Yochanan. Vaita. Tanu Rabbi Bar Yosef Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Kolat Savar Kulo Kosher L'Shchita. The entire neck is kosher for Shchita. Mitabas HaGadola Ad Kanfei Re'at Achtona. From the Tabas HaGadola, which we discussed back in the first parak in the context of Hagrama, to know the Makam HaShchita. So the whole neck from the top ring, Ad Kanfei Re'at Achtona, all the way till the bottom of the lungs, the wings of the lungs. Kanfei Re'at Achtona. Amarava tachtona shi'alyona. Doesn't mean the bottom of the lungs. It's the pipes that go into the lungs. It means tachtona. That's elyona. They're above when you hang the animal from its hind legs. That's when it's tachtona. But really, it's elyona. It's upper in the animal. So that's the entire neck. We discussed back in the first parak the halachas of shechting a giraffe. We said the misconception that people think that, oh, you can't shecht because you don't know where to shecht it on the neck. It's mefurish. This is Gemara. This Gemara says, kol atzaver kulo kasher l'shchita. So long as the animal is a kosher animal, the whole neck, the entire neck, the giraffe should be the easiest one to shecht. The reason that we don't do it is for practical reasons. It's hard to hold down. It might not be, it's very expensive. It might not taste good anyway, because you see in the non-Jewish markets, non-kosher markets, they also don't serve giraffe meat. So, generally it is lamaisa considerations and not anything more than that. So Rava says, Tachtona shi elyona, that's the area. It goes from the Tabas Gadola all the way down until the edge of the lungs. Shani Omer. And how far, what's the edge? Says the Gemara. Kol shebo shetet savara veroe. When the animal is grazing and stretches its neck, that whole area that's on the neck is okay. Ubuvat shelo teanes. As long as it is not forced. It's not forced. Nobody pulls the simanim out from its chest. That's not considered neck. Boy, Rav Chanina v'teim Rav Chananya. What if he does it himself? Unsa'atz b'mahu. What if it's an area on the neck that sometimes the animal himself animal himself is ma'anis himself and pulls out. If a person pulls out the neck more than part of the neck that's usually within the chest cavity, so that for sure is no good. That's what we said before. But what if he does it himself? What does that mean? Rashi says, what if an animal, b'sha'as shchita, look at Rashi, it's about the 15th line, ansa atzma, lifshot ma'od tzavar b'sha'as shchita. What if the animal himself stretches out the neck, maybe out of fear, maybe out of being held down? Is that good enough? Tosas argues, the Mefarshim say, because that's not a normal stretching out of the neck. You can't go by that case, but that's what Rashi says. But Tosas says, ansa atzma, shepashta rosh yosi bidai lito yark babar. No. We're talking about a case, the animal usually stretches out his neck a certain amount in order to eat some grass. But what if there's something down in a pit? There's a vegetable in a pit, and the animal stretches out to get it. It's not the usual common length that the animal stretches out, but it's a case where the animal somehow stretches it out. So is that considered normal neck area or not? That's the shaila. And Teku, there's no answer to give it to that question. You look in the Radvaz, Simon Kuf Memhei, he's the one that points out this Tosfos that he argues on Rashi, because Rashi's case is not natural. You need a natural case of figuring out how long the neck is. Yosef, Reb Yochanan, Reb Shubim, and Lakish. Nofag Milsami Minai, Reb Rabbi Shlakish, was sitting together and the following psak came out of their discussion. Anas, bis simanim, bishacha psula. If somebody forced the simanim out, like we said before, forced the simanim out of the chest into the neck and shach the psula, that's puzzle. Nikev hakane, lamata minachaze, nidon kareya. If the kane gets punctured lower than the chest, meaning within the chest, nidon kareya. You treat it like the lung itself, and whatever measurements are given for the lung. So that's what you give for the that area as well. Period. Tana Rabbanan. Ezeo chaze. So now we're switching a little bit. We're talking about the chaze. We're talking about the measurements for the animals. Once we're talking about measurements for ochos treifus, so we also talk about measurements for another halacha, something that'll come up later in the Masechta as well. And that is, we know that for every animal, that one shechs, came out every animal, one has to give a matana to the kohen. So for every chulin animal, we're going to talk about that's zero lachayim and keva. Those parts of the animal, which is the name of a perek later on, which we'll talk about. But for every shlamim, one has to give the chaze and the shok. The chazeh and the shok, the chest, the breastbone, and the shok, one of the legs. So what is the chazeh? Once we're talking about the measurements of kane to chazeh, so what about for this halacha? Izo chazeh, zeharo es hakarka lamata ratzavar. When the animal is standing up in the normal way on its four legs, the part that's facing the ground, up until the neck, adatzavar, lamala adakaris. And the other way, it's between the neck and the keres, one of the stomachs. What do you do? How do you get to it? You cut away two of the ribs, you push them to the side. That's the chazeh, that's the breastbone that is given to the kohanim, that's the mitzvah daraisa for part of the mitzvah of shlamim, to give that to the kohanim, and the rest is eaten by the bialim. Period. Okay, next psul in the Mishnah. Nikei krum shamoach. The membrane of the brain is punctured, that's a psul. Rabbi, remember we discussed earlier similar some details on the Mishnah. We'll get back to Rabbi Shmuel Darbi Shavayo, Krama Ilo Avagadlo Inkivtata. The upper membrane, if it's punctured, even if the lower one, the outer one, is not punctured. The Amri Ladin Inkivtata, and the other day it says no. 2 days, the second day it says no, the lower one has to be punctured. Amr Shmuel Banachmein, if you see Manech, how do you know that it's the lower one? Chaisa de Mistach Mimocha. It's the one that the brain rests in. Meaning there's the lower layer, the brain rests in there, and then on top of that is the upper layer. So how do you remember? It's chaisa, it's the pocket, it's the container, so to speak, that the brain rests in. That's the one that Rav Shmuel Nachmani says has to have a neck of it, the tata. Amar Abba Barchana, Amar Shuban Levi, Kenegdo, Bebeitzim Nikar. Similar, Rav Shuban Levi says, you have a similar anatomical structure when it comes to the Aver Hazachar, to the beitzim of a male, and that is again you have one sack that the beitzim hang in, and an upper one. So just like by the brain, it's the lower one that holds the contents. So too in the other area of halacha, in the other area of anatomy, in the beitzim of a zachar, so too you go by the bottom one. Just like the bottom one is what holds the content, what's inside, so too by the brain, that is the one that's important for hilchos treifas. Just one point I forgot to mention last time when we spoke about the brain. On the first day of Eilat Treifas, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Vav, which we quoted the Ber Halacha quotes, Remember the Shulchan Aruch quote today is about if you have a tola'as in the brain, is that a trefa or not? So the Be'er HaGola says it's not a trefa because after all, what about Titus? Right, we're still before Chatzos on the 10th of Av, so we can still talk about this. What about Titus? The Gemara says in Nun Vavim Abayz that a Titus was blaspheming against God. You can only destroy things with water. So Hashem says, yeah, you'll see. He goes onto dry land. A yitush, a mosquito, goes into his nose and knocks on his brain for 7 years. So the Be'er HaGola said, oh, haraya, that a bug or anything in the brain is not going to make you a trefa. So really, I didn't quote it, but Tosfos discusses that. Tosfos there, Nun Vavim Abayz. Tosfos says, lo na'asa trefa bekach. Why? Number one, de derech chotmo nichnas, for lo nikev hakrum. Ooh, so we said that it's if the krum gets punctured, but here it went through the nose. The Gemara says beferish. Maybe that's what the Gemara said. Why the Gemara have to say that detail? Maybe to teach us this halacha. If it goes through the nose, it's not a trefa. Va'od yesh chilek, and then Tosfos says, there's also a chilek bein trefas da adam lebehema kedeprishes berakama de'iravim, and also maybe there's a difference between trefas of a person and trefas of a behema. Very important line in Tosfos. That is what we discussed a little bit, but Tosfos discusses it at length earlier on daf mem beis amem beis, the first amem beis in the parak. Tosfos quotes there Rabbeinu Tam, don't compare trefas adam, trefas of a behema. So we'll see soon on Amud Beis, but there's a couple of lines, akasha on that. But that's the 2 days in Tosfos and Gittin on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. Fascinating that Titus comes up in Elu Trefas. Vaiter, 3 lines to the bottom. Amr Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Amr Reb Shimon ben Laki. I'm sorry, one more ara. That is, who said this simon to remind you which membrane of the brain, which layer of the brain? Reb Shmuel ben Achmeini says this simon. Simanech. Asol l'shar mesiyan balacha. You gotta have a bikiyas nifla to make this ara. L'shar mesiyan balacha points out that if you look in the Maritz Chayis in Moed Katan, on Daf Yud Zayin Amabez, The Gemara there on Yud Zayin Amad Aleph quotes that there were a number of Rabbanim sitting in the Beis Medrash, and Rav Shmuel Bar Achmeini comes to the Beis Medrash and they say, "What are you doing here?" As if they're surprised to see him. Says the Maritz Chayis, very fascinating Maritz Chayis there. Moikon Yud Zayin Amabez. Lo matzinu b'shum makom sheyehe niskar b'halachos. You don't find anywhere that you see Rav Shmuel Bar Achmeini in the context of halacha. He's always a gada. Rak b'mili da'agada bein shar ha'chachamim asher hisasku ba'agada ve'elam zecher ba'alachas k'mar Rabbi Brechia, Rabbi Avin, Halevi, Rabbi Levi v'chadome u'mechudin b'Yerushalmi b'shem Rabbanin da'agadata. You see throughout Shas, says the Maritz Chayis, there were certain Rabbanim that are halachic oriented. They were the experts in halach, and some in agada. And Shor Baruch Meini was one of those in agada. And that's why it says here, the Rabbanim were in the base. They had different batei medrash. Batei medrash for halacha, batei medrash for agada. Right? Sometimes the Gemara says, that one of the Tanarim said to the other one, a klach eitzel agada, meaning go back to agada, meaning this is not your forte. So the Gemara there says the ilu rabbanan da agadata ha'ilahem b'chaleis beis vad miyuchad v'zeo reshmur manachmeni harosh me rabbanan da agadata is rami atal beis medrash rabbanan de ilchasa. So there, in that Gemara in Moed Katan, all of a sudden he came to the beis medrash of halacha. That's why they were surprised. V'tamur rabbanan alze v'yamur de lo lechinam ira mikrazesh yavol beis medrash. Fine. That's the Maritz Chayis, important ha'ara. But the Shor Mesiyan Balacha, he says, so what's going on here? So obviously, the Maritz Chayis didn't have a computer in the 1800s. But the Shor Mesiyan Balacha points out that here you have Rosh Hashanah Nachmeini in a halachic context. So maybe it's not so pashid. But he does say, I'm just adding on, that here he's just saying the simon. He's not saying the actual halacha. So maybe that's like somewhere in between. He's saying a mnemonic, how to remember the halacha. So maybe that could be somewhere in between agada and halacha. Okay, right. Amar Shimon Pazi, Amar Shimon Levi, Mishabar Kapara, third to last line. Moach, kol ma shebekdeira nido kamoach. Any part of the brain, but now we're going into what's considered the brain, the cutoff between the brain and the spinal cord. Brain, anything in the cranium is considered brain. Hischil imshoch, but once it starts going down, to go out of the cranium towards the spine, nidan kuchut ashidra. Then it goes into the rules of the spine for hilchos treifas. Omehechan maschil limashich, where is that considered? What's the cutoff point? Amr Bisa ben Achmeni, Lididim Bifishi Limine, Dereshua ben Levi, Kimin Shnei Pulin, Yesh Munachin al Pihagdera. Right at the edge of the brain, going towards the spine, there are two parts of the animal that are shaped like beans. Minapulin ben Afnim Kilofnim, from the beans in. So that is considered brain. And from the beans out, it's considered out. And I don't know exactly about the beans themselves, the size of the beans themselves. And again, if you look in the picture books, there's different suggestions what these beans are in terms of anatomy. Is it the occipital condyles or others? But anyway, so that's what the Gemara talks about, that you have these bean-sized parts of the body that are on the edge. Umistavar kilifnim. But says the Gemara, even though I'm not sure, he says, lechore, it's like considered in the brain. Rav Yirmiya badak ba'ofa. Rav Yirmiya checked a bird, which is harder. Va'asha k'mishnei pulim munach la'piagdera. He also found them. So the Mepharshim try to figure out exactly, does the bird have the same anatomical structure as the animal? But that's what the Gemara says about Rabbi Yirmiya. Period. Nikim alevil beis chalalo, if the heart got a hole in it, boy Reb Zera, into the beit chalalo, which is one of the ventricles. Lebeis chalakata, lebeis chalagata. So which one? The big one or the small one? We know the heart is made up of various parts. You have the ventricles, you have the aorta. So which part of the heart are we talking about? So Amalei Abaya, Maiti Balacha, what's your question about which halal, which area? Halal, as you know, always means an open area. Halal, an empty area even. But this is what has blood in it, right? A halal is a corpse. It's empty. Halal is somebody who's empty of Kedushas Kahuna. So halal always means empty space. So are we talking about the halal gadol or katan? So Abaya says, what's your question? Milo tan, didn't we learn earlier, Reb Shimon Omer Achi Tinoke, the Beis HaSimponos. Reb Shimon said, until the hole goes through the Beis HaSimponos. So it means the Simpon gadol. So just like there, it means it's talking about the Simpon gadol. So too, here it should be talking about the chalal gadol, right? What's the difference? So shouldn't it be both just like in the lungs? It's the gadol, so too in the heart. So hakayash, we say, one second. Hasam lebeis simponos katani. There it says in plural, beis simponos. Lehecha deshafki simponos kulo. If he uses the plural lashon, so maybe it means the simpon where all the other ones empty into and converge into. And that's why it's the Simpon Gadol. V'hachal beis chalalok tani just says singular. So it could be any of them. Mali chalal gadol, mali chalal katan. Why would you say one in front of the others? Therefore, don't compare chalal and simpon. Period. Kinei halev. What about the pipe of the lave? We don't know what that means yet. So to be a treifa, what has to be cut or problematic with the kinei halev? Rav Amar Mashu Shmuel Amar Baruba. Machlokas. Hey, niu kinei halev. What is the kinei halev? Amar Bar Yitzchak. Amar Rav. Chelev shal gabi tfanos. The fats that are on the walls. Where it says on the walls? Tfanos akadaitach. What does that have to do with the lave? The fats on the walls? Ela shal gabi dofnei reya. Oh, the fats that are on the walls of the lung that are next to the heart. That's the kinei halev. That's what we're talking about here, and that's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Interesting that the word chelev is used. We usually use chelev to mean non-kosher fats. And here we're talking about kosher animals, whether there's treifas or not. So how do we say chelev? Usually we say this chelev, non-kosher fats, and shuman, kosher. So why here does it say chelev? So it's an important Rashi. Rashi on the third skinny line. Kol chelev mikri chelev, bein tame bein tahar. Chelev could mean both. The shuman einu el lashon chachamim. Shuman is a rabbinic term. Kagon gabi shtei chatichos achas shachelav achas shuman. To contrast them, they use one chelav on shuman. Dalkacha karle shuman mishum the gabi chelav tanya. If you're talking about one kosher and non-kosher fat, so then you say chelav versus shuman. But in a larger sense, you could call chelav even kosher fats could be called chelav. Okay, so that's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Again, there's an Isser we spoke about in the Mitzvah Shir, if you want to listen back. The Isser of Chelev, Mitzvah Kuf Bem Zayin. We spoke about the Isser of eating Chelev at length. Beth Hashem, in a couple of weeks, and hopefully in about 2.5-3 weeks, we'll get back to the Mitzvah Shir on OU.org, 20 minutes a day, getting back to the Mitzvahs that we're up to. Amar, Amei Meresh Beder of Nachmin. Tzlosa Kanehave. Amei Meresh is the name of Nachmin. There are three branches that branch out of the Kaneh. Chad parish liba, one goes to the heart. Chad parish reya, one goes to the lungs. Chad parish kabda, one goes to the liver. So what are the halachas of those branches? Dereya kareya. Each branch is treated, according to the first opinion, like the organ that is going to. Dereya kareya, dekabda kakabda, deliba pligi. The heart is the machlokas, that's what we had before, the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about kanei alev. Mar barchiya masni ifcha, he learned it opposite. Dereya bekavda, kakavda, dekavda kareya, deliba pligi. Other Rav Chiya bar Yosef Amar l'shmaitza the Rav Kami the Shmuel. Rav Yuchi bar Yosef said what Rav said in the name of Shmuel. Amar le ihachi Amar Abba. That's what he said. Well, Yada b'Treifus v'lo klum. He obviously does not know literally anything about Treifus. Right? They loved each other, but they were strong in what they said about halachic opinions that they did not agree with. Okay, we spoke about a couple of days ago. Abba, he called him Abba. Right? Look earlier that we had on Daf Lamed Ches. The question, why did he call him Abba? What was his real name? Was his real name Rav? Was his real name Abba? Machlokas Rashi and the Aruch quoted in Tosfos over there. There's a big discussion also in the later Achronim, the stipler and the Aruch HaShulchan even talks about what kind of pipe goes from the kane to the lave, right? The kane, the windpipe goes into the heart. So so they talk about exactly what exactly the Metzius could be talking about. Okay, not for us now. Nishbar Hashidra, Tana Rabbana, to the next Treifa. If the spine gets broken, Tana Rabbana, Chut Hashidra, Shenifsak Baruba, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says if it is Nifsak, if it is cut on the majority, that's the problem. Rebbe Yaakov, Omer Afilu Nikev, even if it gets a tiny little hole in it, it doesn't have to be cut majority. Hora Rebbe Kerb Yaakov, Rebbe was Machmer like Rebbe Yaakov, Amar Rav Huna in Alacha Rebbe Yaakov. Rav Huna said Alacha is not like Rebbe Yaakov. Vakama Rubo, and what does Rove mean when it says Rove? Nifsak Rubo, Rav Amar, Rove Oro, Viamri La Rav Mocho. Two different dais. Whether it's Rove or here doesn't mean the outer skin, it means the outer covering of the spine, or Rove Mocho, the inner parts of the spine, all of the nerves inside the spine. So which is it? Rove Oro or Rove Mocho? Mad Amar Rove Mocho, Kol Shekein Rove Oro. The one who says if the inside has a hole in it, that's a problem. Kol Shekein Rove Oro, because if Rove Oro is gone, so it's all going to spill out eventually. Laman Amar Rove Oro, Rove Mocho Mai. What about the other opinion? According to the one who says Rove Oro, what would he say about Rove Mocho? Tashma, Amar Nivli, Amar Rafuna, Rubo Sha'amru, Rove Oro, Moachzelo, Malav Lo Morin. Rav Moach does not make a difference, it's the outside. Rav Nasan bar Av and Avi Yosef Kameh de Rav, story that backs this up. Rav Nasan was sitting in front of Rav, Badak Barov Oro, Vika Badak Barov Mocha. He was checking both. Amalei, he answered him, he says, Rav Oro Kaya, Moach Zeinam, Alav Leinam Ored. So what are you checking the Moach for? If the R is gone, then the Moach is going to fall out anyway. So therefore, it's going to be a Treifa. Period. So now we'll talk about what happened if something happens to the moach. It doesn't all come out, but something happens to it. Amar Rabbi Barchana, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Nismarech pasul, nismasmes pasul. Both of these are pasul. What does this mean? Ezeo hamracha vezeo hamasmesa. Hamracha kol shenishba kaketon. If the inside nerve endings liquefy, it becomes liquid. Nishba kaketon, it can be poured. Masmesa kol sheni yochol lamod. That just means that the spine became soft inside and the animal cannot stand. Masmasa became very weak. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, both of those are treifas. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, eno yocholamo mipnei kvedo mai. What if it didn't get soft, but it became, Rashi says, very thick. It became very thick, and that's why he cannot stand. So is that a treifa? So teku, so that those questions are not answered. Beirav Amri, nismasmeis pasul, nismasmeis kasher. So nismasmes, we said already, that's where it gets swabbed as possible. Nismasmes, where just a little bit came out. A little bit came out. Some of the substance is kosher. So meis, Rav Shimon Elazar, Omer, Beimash, nismasmes, mocha, trefa. Rav Shimon Elazar says nismasmes is also a trefa. Hahi nismasmes, itmar. No, that's, it should have said nismasmes. Aini, is this really true? Valevi, Havi Yosef, Beimasusa. Levi was once sitting in the bathhouse. Chaz Yeluhu Gavra. He once saw a person. Look on the side. Right? The Tarya Lareshe says that he fell down, he hit his head on the ground, and his brain got shaken. Amar and Reb Levi exclaimed, "Nismasmes bochia dadein." Oh, this guy's brain was nismasmes. What was he saying? Lav de lochai. Didn't he mean by that he's not going to live, and therefore it's right that nismasmes is a treifa? Amar Abaya lo marshinu molit. He was saying, no, this guy is not going to have children. So you see from there that sometimes brain injuries, Levi says, might have effects on the fertility of a person. Interesting in terms of medical studies, taking that into account. But also you see from here, the Achronim point out, what do you see from here? You see a comparison the Gemara makes between Treifas Adam and Treifas Behema. Again, problematic for the Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that we had earlier in Tosfos on Daf Mem Beis and Mem Beis, whether you could compare the Treifas of animals and the Treifas of people. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By the time I will try to get the next Daf. Again, today I have a... I'm going to be out today. I'm going to try to get the daf up normal time tomorrow. I will do the best I can, Be'ez Hashem, but we will continue. By the way, the Parsha Shir is already up. Parsha Shir was already up. on OU.org. Feel free to listen. Parshas Va'eschanan.